Everybody, it's Alexander Larson with Bible Truth 23, and I want to start a new series on my Instagram page here, just going through some soul winning tips and tricks. And before I get into this, just as a disclaimer, I am by no means an expert on soul winning. I've only been doing it for a few years, so I'm not saying like I know everything or anything like that. In fact, some of these things that I might go over in this series, I've only learned in the last few months, just from going with more experienced people or just, putting into practice, things like that. So the purpose of this is to just give some basic tips and tricks, things that I've seen like beginners make mistakes on, things like that. So first of all, I want to talk about being prepared when we go out soul winning. And this is very important because when we go out soul winning, we don't want to forget the things that we need. Of course, we need our Bible, okay? This is, of course, important, especially for new soul winners who might not have the verses memorized that they need to be able to preach the gospel. Having your actual physical Bible with you is, of course, helpful. And even if you have all the verses memorized, even if you know what you're doing, even if you can preach the gospel without any Bible in your hand, it's good to have it so you can actually show them the verses as well. Because I've run into situations where there's people who you preach to and you show them a verse, you might quote it, and they don't believe that that's in the Bible. But the thing is, if you actually have a physical Bible, you can show them what it says. You can show them, hey, look, the Bible clearly says right here, in Romans 4:5, but to him that worketh not, and you can kind of follow along with them in the Bible. So it's good to have an actual physical Bible with you. Or I've seen some people use their phone or like use a tablet with a Bible app on it. That works as well. That's another thing that you could use, as long as you have the verses that you can actually show to them. Another thing that you need to be prepared in is if you're not, if you don't have the verses memorized, you want to maybe tab up your Bible or have like a map to the verses. Like if you start in Romans 3, which most people do, explaining the fact that we're all sinners, whether you start with verse 10 or start with verse 23, a good tip is to put like in the margins, maybe just right next to the verse, the verses you would turn to next. Again, if you're new at soul winning, if that's something that you might not know all the verses or have that all in your head already. And then, of course, you want to practice memorizing these verses. And, of course, it takes time, but it's always good to have these things memorized so you know where to turn to and you're not fumbling through on your pages. So you definitely have to be prepared when you're going out soul winning because you want it to flow as well as possible. You don't want to just keep stumbling over things and making mistakes and fumbling. And you also, don't want to get to the door and not have something that could help them. Also, usually, depending on what church you go to, if you go to like a new IFB church, like Faithful Word Baptist Church, which is where I attend, there's probably going to be some kind of card or something like that you can hand out. Definitely try to hand out like an invitation to your church or something like that, so that way if you knock on a door and nobody answers, you can leave something in the door, and so that way you can at least, hopefully bring them to church and maybe they could get saved there. Now, that doesn't always happen. Probably 99% of doors you knock, the people won't end up coming, but you never know. So some of the doors you knock where people don't answer, or maybe they're busy, they don't have time to talk, you could hand them like a card, or you can hand them an invitation or a tract or something like that so that they could read that, maybe have a seed planted, or go to church and hear the gospel there if they don't have time or if they're not home. So you want to be prepared in all of these things. And so this is just, a series of just going through a few quick things. I have, maybe like 15 tips or so that I'm going to go through. I don't have like any particular like schedule for uploading these. I'm just going to just do these when I feel like it, I guess, when I have the time. So thank you, buddy, for watching. God bless you and goodbye.